Okay, well, greetings, brothers and sisters. I'm going to share in English. I apologize.
像弟兄姊妹问好，我要用英文讲。
Maybe that was one of the things my parents didn't bring me up well enough.
都是在这个讲中文上，父母亲没有让我在这方面达到他标准。
Yeah, I mean, partially, that's probably my fault, but... but when the brothers asked me to share with the parents, I was imagining a room full of younger parents like myself.
当弟兄要我和我父母亲分享的时候，本来是觉得有很多和我这个年龄的父母亲。
Because I'm pretty comfortable sharing with the young people.
给年轻人分享还是蛮觉得还。
And maybe young couples without kids.
或许还有些刚结婚的还没有孩子的，没有问题。
And maybe even young parents with small kids like myself.
甚至像我这样只有小小孩的，我还可以。
But I feel like, you know, with many of you who have faithfully raised your kids, you should really be teaching me.
我觉得有很多比较年长的有孩子，你们有经验啊，我觉得应该可以从你们身上学到东西。
So I expressed to our brother John and Marco and others that I was very hesitant to to do this, but you know, they said go ahead and share your testimony, and so I think. Sorry.
我给叶弟兄还有孟弟兄讲过这个啊，那但是因为弟兄姊妹让我来分享我的见证。
And so I'll share with you some of how I felt like my parents brought me up, and some of the lessons that I take from them, and now I'm trying to apply to my kids.
我会给大家分享到我父母亲怎么把我养大，然后呢，我现在正在学的一些。那些可以用到我自己儿女的一些的好的功课。
And anything I share incorrectly, you should feel free to correct me.
若是有些不对的地方呢，大家可以给我纠正。
And if there are any spiritual principles that I share incorrectly, Brother Chu can correct me.
我的这个属灵那些原则不对的话呢，朱弟兄会帮助我。
Maybe I'll just share it with you a little bit about myself for those that don't know me. My name is Joe, and our family recently moved from the West Coast to New York.
我给当中有些弟兄对我不了解的，我给大家稍微介绍一下我自己。那我是在西岸那边刚过来不太久。
We moved here about almost three years ago now, and we're learning everything there is. About living on the East Coast.
我大概差不多三年以前到这边来就开始学习在这个东海岸的一些的生活的情形。
This morning I shared my own testimony with the young people and how I grew up in a Christian home and how I grew up in the church there in Seattle, similar to many of them.
早晨的时候，我和年轻人分享了我自己的见证，就是我在怎样在西雅图一个基督徒的家庭中长大啊，给他们有好的分享。
And I grew up when my parents raised me. I think now looking back, I get the sense that they might not have known exactly what they were doing either. but don't tell them that.
我父母亲在那边把我带大的时候，或许有些他们当时也不知道怎么做，或者是不是真正对啊？但是呢，你不需要告诉他们。
But now that I'm older, I'll look back and think, why did my parents send me to that school? That was not a very good elementary or middle school, and certainly you know, compared to some of the other schools in Seattle, I didn't really go to the best schools.
我就想到，有时候我回想起来的时候，有时候我觉得，我的父母亲把我送到一个小学里面，或者是哪一个学校？那学校在我看来，不见得是那边的地区的最好的学校。但是我当时也不明白为什么。
And you know, they might not have pushed me as hard in certain areas academically or musically or in sports or anything like that.
他就是我觉得好像我那个时候也父母亲也没有特别在。 这个学术上或者是音乐上或者是在这个体育上有任何的就是非常要做非常杰出的这种人。
And but upon reflection, I feel like my parents did have their spiritual priorities figured out.
但是我回头来想的时候呢，我是觉得我的父母亲在这个教养我的过程中，他有他的属灵的一些的先后的次序。
So when I say I also mean my younger brother and I.
这也适合我和我的弟弟啊。
So there were two of us and.I felt like my parents always encouraged us to put the things of God first.
我觉得呢，父母亲呢总是鼓励我们哈，在这个对尊神为大这件事情。
And I think through a lot of prayer, they brought us up.
他们借着很多祷告啊，把我们带大。
And I think God honored that.
我觉得神呢是非常的尊荣这一点。
Now in the church we attended, there were a lot of families with other kids and you could see that you know with a lot of Chinese parents a lot of times we'll put academics or music or other things before the things of the church
在中国的教会里好多家庭呢他们比较重视孩子在学术上或者在音乐上呢要特别的接触
Now it might not be the case with this fellowship but in the church in Seattle I felt likeThere was that undercurrent.
在这个教会不见得是这样，但是在西雅图那个教会呢，你可以感觉到哈，这些有很多家庭呢非常重视孩子的学业。
Where there might be an academic event or a sporting event or a music event, you put that ahead of, for example, Bible study or the Sunday meetings.
就有可能呢，有些家庭呢，就把这些学术上或音乐上或者在体育上的一些活动呢，就说放在这一些聚会啊，主日聚会这些之前。
That was something my parents never did, and even when we would ask for something, you know, for example, if there was a math competition that caused me to miss a weekend conference or something, they wouldn't allow me to go to that, and instead I had to be at a church meeting.
在这一点上，我父母亲呢是非常的坚持哈，从来不让我呢因为这些活动耽误教会的聚会。比方说，有时候会有这个数学竞赛啊，可能会影响到我周末的聚会。那我的父母亲总是啊把聚会放在这个其他活动之上。
I mean, perhaps because my dad was the minister, he was trying to set an example for people in the church. But I think they honestly believed that if I learned to put my spiritual priorities before my worldly pursuits, God's blessing would follow.
或许呢，我因为是孙弟兄在那边带整个聚会，他想给弟兄姊妹有一个好的这个榜样。但是我觉得呢，是因为他们确实。觉得呢，我若是把优先次序搞对的话呢，神就会有带领。
And even when I, towards the end of high school, when I was picking colleges, for example,
甚至在我选大学的时候
their only requirement for me was not that I go to the best school academically.
就父母现在要求不是要让我选的最好的呢，在学术研究上最好的大学。
Whereas there were a lot of very bright kids in our youth group. A lot of them ended up going to, I mean, some went to Cornell, others went to Harvard and other places like that.
在我的这个我们那个小年轻的这个团队当中呢，有好多上的非常好的学校，非常聪明啊。哈佛大学或者是康奈尔或哪里
Their only requirement for me and my brother was that we find a university where there's a fellowship nearby where we could grow spiritually where the saints met and truly understood the will of God and his eternal purpose for the individual and for the church.
当时我父母亲对我的唯一的要求就是能够找到个大学，在大学附近呢有一个好的聚会啊，这些聚会的能够了解神的心意，能够非常按照神的心意来聚集。
You know that was their only requirement. They would rather me go to a community college at home than to go to Harvard or Yale, where there might not be that fellowship where I could grow spiritually and and in the way of the Lord.
这是他们自己的要求哈，甚至在这一点上，若是甚至在这个在这个社区大学都可以，若是有好的聚会啊，而不是这特征在这个最好的大学。
So I ended up at Berkeley in California, which is just a very liberal place.
我就到了这个伯克利，这个加州大学。
I was kind of a rebellious kid by that point, and I wanted to go far away from home. Now I understand a lot of these kids in the New Jersey Fellowship are very good kids. They seem to want to stay nearby, but for me personally, I wanted to go as far away from home as I could.
就在我选大学的时候，我实际上是非常的悖逆的哈，想离开家哈，到一个地方呢，那个享受自由哈。那个大学呢，实际上是非常的这个。
And I shared this morning how in a really liberal place where the dorms were co-ed, and this might shock some of you, but even the bathrooms were co-ed.
那个大学非常的就说就像在世界上的开放哈，那些都是男生女生都是在一起住啊，而且呢，你即使甚至厕所都是可以公用的。
Yeah, when I first got to my dorm, it was a shock to me because there weren't men's restroom or women's restroom. It was a shared restroom.
当时是非常吃惊哈，因为那个我这个厕所都是没有男女之分哈，都是同一个。
It's actually not as bad as it sounds. The you know the stalls were from floor to ceiling. There it was very enclosed and everything when you showered or used the toilet.
也不是那么糟糕哈，因为它那个挡板是比较严啊，所以呢没有那么糟糕。
And it may surprise you, but after a few weeks and months, you actually get used to it.But the first time I walked in the bathroom and there's some girls there brushing their teeth and brushing their hair, I'm like, well, this is really awkward.
你开始的时候你很吃惊，但几个星期以后你会习惯哈。我刚进去的时候就是想上厕所，那有女生在那在那刷牙，但是非常不习惯。
And of course, in a place like Berkeley, there and a lot of college campuses, there's pretty prominent drug use and sexual immorality and things like that.
就像在伯克莱大学这种地方呢，有在校园里你就会经常看到有吸毒啊，或者一些这个在这个性上有很多不好的地方。
And you know, now that I have two daughters, I probably wouldn't send them there.
两个女儿啊，我是不会把他们放去送到这个加州大学伯克莱。
But at the time.You know, it was really miraculous because for some reason in that environment, God took a hold of me.
实在是非常神奇啊，在那个环境中，神却抓住了我。
And I was sharing this morning how it was probably during my college years where my life was transformed, and I could have gone down two pretty different paths. You know, I could have gone down the path of destruction, but.By God's grace, I was able to stay on the narrow path.
我早上有分享哈，就在那个环境中，神确实是神奇的拯救了我。我可以甚至就是一个完全不同，走一个完全不同的道路，会完全的毁灭啊。但是呢，神借着他的恩典带我过来。
And I think because I did honor my parents' one request, which was to find a fellowship near campus, we ended up meeting with.Some saints that you guys probably know, Eric Wu and Brother Wong.
那就是我尊重了我父母亲给我这个要求，就是找一个好的聚会啊。在那个地方呢，有这个王国显，这个吴淼瑶弟兄他们就在的。
And I was very blessed by meeting with them for that period of time.
就在那段时间，我和他们聚会得到很多祝福。
And so I think if one thing I am to learn from my parents during that period is to instill that sense of the importance of meeting with the body of Christ during your college years.
就在那段时间，我觉得我从父母亲学到的就是，有一个很强的一个信念，就是我要和这些弟兄姊妹能够聚在一起。
And I think.You know, talking to a lot of the kids in the youth group here, it seems like you all have instilled that in them.
我在和这边的这些年轻人讲话的时候，觉得你们也是在给灌输这样的一个，就是要和圣徒有聚集的机会。
And I really praise the Lord for that, because a lot of the kids I grew up in the youth group in Seattle, I mean, not a lot, but probably a good percentage of them, probably aren't walking with the Lord anymore.
非常感谢主，因为我在所在的那个聚会是有些。
Because I think that, in high school and college, that's a very pivotal point where I think you can go down a certain path or you can stay with the Lord.
大学和上在高中和大学这一段时间对年轻人是非常关键的，他可能是他的人生的一个分岔。
I mean, many of my old friends are very successful in the world, but many of them don't meet anywhere.
我有好多朋友呢，他们虽然在世界很成功，但是他们在不再追求不再聚会。
And so maybe something else I can share is how I guess I consider myself a second generation, if you want to use that word, believer.
我或许可以再分享一点，就是因为作为我的这个情形呢，是我是这个所谓的这个第二代的基督徒。
And it's not really a good term, but and in fact, I'm probably a third generation because.It was my grandfather on both sides, my father's father and my mother's father, who first came to know the Lord. And so really, they brought my parents to the Lord, and my parents brought me to the Lord. So really, I'm a third generation.
第二代的基督徒不是很好啊，因为实际上对我来说，甚至是我这个父亲的父母亲那一辈就已经有信主啊，他们把我父母亲带到主面前。所以我应该是按这个定义的话，可以第三代的。
But there, I think you'll find throughout the Bible, and here's where our brother can correct me if I'm wrong. I think throughout the Bible you find this principle of a certain generation that follows the Lord and holds His testimony, and then the following generation, that testimony is lost.
在这个整本圣经中，你会找到一些例子，就是那些父母亲那一代。甚至很追求很在神面前好的见证，但是到了儿女那一代就已经失去了。
And you see that very prominently, at least in the book of Judges.
在士师记中特别的明显。
So the post Joshua period of Israel.
在以色列这个约书亚这个之后的这个时代。
You see a lot of recovery, and then.By the time the next generation comes along, they've fallen again.
我们看到有神有很多在那个时代呢，士师记的时候有很多恢复，但是呢，后来就又失落了。
And then the Israelites cry out to the Lord, and God delivers them with a new judge. And then by the time you get to the next generation, it's fallen again.
以色列人呼求神的时候呢，就蒙拯救，然后呢，但是下一代呢，又被失落。
And so, Maybe. So one time I actually asked our brother Dana Condon about this. Because I asked him, you know, when we study the book of Revelation and look at the church in Philadelphia. I asked him this question many, many years ago, before we even moved to New York. But I think... You know, we liken ourselves, or we strive to be like the church in Philadelphia.
这是我当很多年以前问的 Dana 弟兄，这个我还没有到这边来啊，就是问到这个问题。
And I think a lot of our older brothers have taught us that Revelation is a prophetic book, and we know that there was the Welsh revival movement back in the early part of the last century.
这有好多年长的弟兄给我们分享的启示录呢，这个是对和这个
It could represent that time period.
可能和对应着这个在美国历史中有一段大复兴嘛，威尔士地区
Is that correct? Yeah. So sometimes we equate that. So I asked our brother So whatever happened to that Welsh revival, you know, I think it lasted for about a period of 20 years or so where they really strived after the Lord. They held these amazing conferences. And, you know, what happened to the kids of those Welsh parents? I was just curious why. You know, in, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much.
威尔士那个时候大复兴呢，持续了20年啊。那个时候呢，是按照腓特铁非教会的原则。那他问到戴纳弟兄呢，我们弟兄问到戴纳弟兄，就是他们那个时代的那个下一代啊，那发生了什么事情
？Because I guess I was curious why today in England, you don't have a lot of the same conferences and the same spiritual men that like, for example, T. Austin Sparks and others, all these, you know, Andrew Murray, Darby, all these people that came out of that movement, how come there's no evidence of that anymore?
因为我那时候就是觉得很好奇，就是说现在的这个英国为什么不再产生像 Darby 啊，像穆安德利啊，或者像其他的这些当时带进复兴的这些人。
Yeah. And he said that revival lasts about 20 years. The children of that generation became very successful bankers and lawyers and physicians in English society.
真的，他说在那二十年那个复兴以后呢。这些那个复兴的那些孩子们呢，成为在世上很成功的，要么是这个银行家，要么是这个医生啊，或者是律师这些。
But gradually over the years, that testimony was lost.
但是呢，就是经过很多年以后，就没有再没有见证。
And so I think what we can learn from that is there's a very cautionary tale that the church in Philadelphia, if you think of it as an entity, could very well end up as the church in Laodicea. Right?
就是给我们一个很大的一个提醒，就是像甚至在起初的像那种腓特铁非这样的教会，如果是我们不注意的话，也会像到堕落到这个老底家那样的。
And I think it's easy for that second generation to have success.And then become lukewarm towards the Lord, and be sucked into the system of the world.
就是说，在第二代啊，我们常常会容易啊被这个世界所胜啊，然后就失去了那个见证。
And I think that's the danger that the second generation, at least second generation Chinese kids face.
这也是我们这个第二代的这些中国家庭的孩子们所面临的。
Because for the parents, At least for the majority of maybe you or maybe, for example, my parents, when they came to the United States, they were very poor.
就是说我们这一代，父母亲这一代，像我父母亲这一代，他们到美国的时候是非常贫穷的。
And they had to learn to live by faith.
他们需要学习因信来生活。
And if they wanted to walk along this path where we understand what the eternal will of God is, they paid a price for that. For example, the church that my father serves in, when he first started in Seattle, there were probably 15 or 20 people.
就是我父亲所服侍的那个教会，在他起初的时候呢。只有15-20个人。
And I can only, I mean, I didn't, I was there, but I was, you know, 2 years old. So I couldn't imagine the types of struggles and, you know, fire they were put through.
我没有办法想象他们所经历的这多年来经历的事情。
I mean, now when I go back to Seattle, there are like 400 or 500 people. I don't even know most of the people anymore.
甚至我现在回去以后，那时候都是现在是400-500人啊，我有些人都不认识。
And the Lord has certainly blessed, but I can sense that with the second generation kids, we were never put through that fire. Our faith wasn't tested in that degree, and maybe it's similar for some of your kids.
对我们这些第二个代的这些人，我没有经过我们父母亲那辈那辈所经过的像火一样的试炼。
And some of us, certainly by the world standard, are probably more successful than our parents were. We're certainly making better incomes. We certainly don't need to worry about some of the things they worried about.
就像我们这一代人哈，比起我们父母亲那一代人，在这个世界上所看来的哈，我们更加成功，我们赚更多钱，我们不需要来担心他们那时候所担心的事情。
I mean, I'm almost thinking like maybe we're like that second generation in Babylon that's grown comfortable and there's no need to go back to Jerusalem.
我想的时候，就我们好像是那个当年巴比伦的时候被掳的那些以色列人，第二代的时候，他们就比他们父辈要更加成功，没有心愿要回到耶路撒冷。
And so I think from what we learn about generation two or the children of the Welsh revival, I think there's a lesson there.
我就想到在我们在这个事情上，我们作为第二代的，我们有很多要学的功课。
And so, I wrote out a few points that I thought I could hopefully exhort you with, but really, I'm sure you guys that have raised kids already know these things and. Could probably explain these better to me.
我写下了几点哈，能够希望是能够给大家有些鼓励哈。我相信弟兄姊妹也在这方面也或许有更深的理解。
I mean, so I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, both girls.
我有两岁和五岁的两个女儿。
And I'm trying to learn how to raise them.
我也在学习怎么来把他们带大。
And so these are some of the things I think I've learned from my parents that I'm trying to instill in my kids, and I'll share them with you.
这些点呢是我从父母亲那学的，我现在是要灌输给我们我自己的孩子。
And if you have further thoughts, please feel free to share.
你要有更多的，你可以大家可以一起沟通。
Or maybe you can even interrupt me if you have a question.
你也可以打断我，没问题。
Or correct me if you think I'm wrong.
或者纠正我。
The first thing is I think we have to realize that our children are not our own.
第一件事情就是我们的孩子们不属于我们自己。
And so I think all the worrying that a lot of parents. So my parents, I don't think worried as much as some of the other Chinese parents in our fellowship.
有些父母亲就担心，但我父母亲不那么担心了，就担心一点啊。
And I think they, you know, they worried about, and I think it was out of love. They worried about, you know, how they're going to get their kids into the best schools and get them the best education and get them to the best college. And the best career.
就是好多父母亲的担，就是在担心或忧愁孩子如何把孩子呢放能够让他上最好的大学、最好的教育哈，也最好的职业啊，这些方面。
I mean, my parents were probably the only ones that probably would have been happier if I were a minister rather than a successful doctor or something like that.
我觉得我父母亲或许是比较特别的哈，就是。他甚至希望我能够做传道人，或者是为神工作，而不只是不是在一个做一个非常杰出的研究人才。
I mean, now I'm a professor at Cornell and I do research and science. But sometimes my parents will kind of still nudge me and go, "Hey, you know, think someday you might want to serve God."
现在是在科内尔大学的当教授啊，是做一些医学方面的研究啊。但我父母亲现在甚至也是现在正有时候也经常会和我讲说，你什么时候能够来全时间来侍奉神啊
？And you know, it's remarkable how they have that love for the Lord.
是的，是非常稀奇哈，他们如此爱主。
I mean.If I were to take a poll and ask, you know, how many of you would want your kids to be a minister and to go through some of the not so easy trials versus, having an easier life, for example, as an engineer or as a teacher or a doctor or something like that. You know, it's a challenging question, right?
现在给大家要是有一个这个调查的话啊，到底是你希望你的孩子去全世界侍奉神呢，还是有比较容易的工作哈，像做工程师或怎样？像这个是会有很有趣的结果。
I mean, now that I have kids of my own, if I were to honestly ask myself that, you know, I think there would be some questioning of whether they should. If my daughters decide to go down that path, would I be so encouraging, or would I say, no, you need to go to college and get a real job?
甚至我自己问我自己哈，就我的两个女儿哈，当她们长大的时候，她们要是想侍奉神的话，我会不会也有这样的疑问啊，让她去找一份正式的工作
？So I think we have to realize that our kids are not our own, but belong to the Heavenly Father.
我们应该意识到我们的儿女不属于我们，是属于天上的父。
And we're merely guides for them for a short period of time.
我们只是在一段短的时间内来给他们有帮助。
And there's one verse I'll share here, which is Psalm 127, verse 3. And it says, Behold, children are a gift of the Lord.
在诗篇的第127,
verse 3.
第三节，这里有
the first part of it, I think.
前半部分说的,
yeah. And so I think we need to realize that our kids don't belong to us. So I think if we have any kind of possessive nature, you know, God is the one who is actually the artist. He's going to mold them. You know, we can only do so much.
就是我们必须要我们若是有一个拥有的很强的拥有的欲望的话，我们应该被提醒，就是这个儿女是耶和华的产业啊，不属于我们啊，他神是制造他们的。
And so, in a sense, that should give us some relief because, you know, we do our best, and then if we're faithful, God is even more faithful.
这应该从某种意义上给我们一个解放啊，我们只要是做忠心于我们那部分。神更加信实来做他那一部分。
And I think, you know, if I look at my own life, my parents' sphere of influence is really only about, you know, I mean, they still try to influence me, but I'd say maybe about 15 years.
我看我自己的时候，我觉得我父母亲的对我的影响差不多是15年左右啊，尽管他们想更多的影响我。
I'd say from about age 2 to age 17, and then you're off to college, and perhaps they'll never come home again.
就差不多从两岁到十七岁，十五年哈，因为一到了大学呢，他们的影响就会减。
So from age 2 to age 17, how are we gonna? That's the period where we can guide our children.
这个两岁到十七岁，就是我们可以来帮助哈，来给这我们的孩子有些的。
I mean, after that, they go into the world. They're influenced by their college professors, by their college classmates, by people in the world. And I mean, then your influence probably begins to dwindle.
17岁以后呢，他们就进入大学了，会被他们的教授啊，他们的同学，这个整个的世界，他们所接触的所影响。我们做父母亲的影响就会越来越弱。
And so that's at least how I'm imagining guiding my kids. I mean, of course, as parents, we don't think that way. My parents, you know, still nag me about all sorts of stuff.
这就是我在我两个女儿身上，我就想到这个时间段哈。尽管我的父母亲也会常常来在各方面来提醒我。
I mean, my parents are really humorous. I think at some point we probably, at least we feel like we know more than our parents, but they're always parents. They're always teaching us.
Right? 我的父母亲很幽默哈，就说，但是我有时候觉得我们已经知道的超过我的父母亲，但是呢，实际上其实不然。
And every time I go home to visit them, you know, my mom still tells me how to dress and how to eat. And if I haven't shaved, you know, she'll be like, oh, you know, you need to shave.
现在我回去回家来探亲的时候，他们会，我母亲就会讲到你应该怎么吃怎么穿和怎么来刮胡子。
And now when I have my own children, of course she you know imparts her wisdom, even though I think she's got her periods mixed up. Like she's saying, how come you're not feeding her solids yet? I'm like, mom, she doesn't have teeth. You know, she forgets, but she wants to.Impart wisdom on me.
就是对于我的这个女儿，我的妈妈的时候，来的时候看到他们也会，讲一些事情呢，不见得适合他们的年龄段，因为他可能会忘掉啊，他年龄现在已经长了牙，不需要再喝奶或怎样。
And I think, you know, that the lesson to be learned is, you know, as much as we want to always have our kids close by and hold on to them, you know.Really, they belong to the Lord.
我们的学的这个功课就是，虽然我们希望把我们的孩子们紧紧的抱在怀中，但是呢，实际上这些孩子都属于我们的神。
Yeah, and the second thing I wrote down was prayer, prayer, and more prayer.
第二点就是我们需要祷告，祷告再祷告。
This is something that I think my parents were very good at.
这点我父母亲是非常的，对我来说是非常好。
I don't think that, you know, they didn't do a research into what elementary school was best or where to send me for middle school or high school. They didn't try to figure out where to buy a house because they had the best school districts, maybe some of the things that we think about now. But they were on their knees every day.
他们或许在我选最好的小学上或者是买房子在最好的区上，他们不费心啊。但是呢，就在这个祷告的事情上，他是常常跪在主的面前。
I mean, maybe they had a realization that was ahead of their time, but they probably realized that no matter what school your kid goes to, even if it's a Christian school, there's going to be bad influences, temptation, opportunities to stumble anywhere.
我觉得他们或许已经意识到，就是不管多好的学校，甚至这种基督教的学校啊，都会有不好的影响。
But they did know to pray, and that through prayer they could perhaps move the hand that influences and molds me and my brother.
但是呢，他们却知道啊，借着祷告，他可以来。让神使得一些坏的影响在我和我弟弟的这个成长过程中能够不影响我们。
And so that's something that that my wife and I have been trying to learn.
这一点也是我和我太太一起在学习的。
I can already tell I'm not as good as my parents at prayer. I felt like and they learned from their parents who were.My grandparents were real prayer warriors.
在我现在已经意识到哈，我在这个祷告的事情上不如我的父母亲啊。他们呢是在他们的就是我的这个祖父母那边学到的。我的这个父亲的祖父母，我们祖父母那边呢，他们确实是祷告的勇士。
Certainly with our first child, I remember we prayed daily.
第一个孩子的时候，我们是每天都祷告。
Even though we were really tired,
虽然我们那时候很
and we didn't know how to be parents, and so maybe then we prayed more because we didn't know what we were doing.
或许因为我们那时候第一个孩子的时候不知道如何做父母，所以祷告比较迫切。
Now I can already tell with the second one, our prayers are here and there. I mean.We try our best, but it's not close to the first kid.
像第二孩子，我已经是祷告，就是这儿有那儿有，不一定都照顾到啊，就已经在比起第一个孩子已经有很多削弱。
Our prayers go from every day to maybe every other day to once a week.
我们的祷告也从每天都祷告，隔一天祷告，甚至到了以后就是每周祷告。
But sometimes.What's happened, at least I'm speaking from my experience, is God will put us through a crisis where we're forced to pray continuously and every single day.
也从我的经验中，我就觉得有时候神就来兴起一个这样的一个危机啊，让我们借着这个危机呢，可以不得不常常祷告。
For example, with my first daughter, her name is Ellie. When she was born, probably when she was only a few months old, the doctors detected a heart murmur.
就是比方说啊，我第一个孩子生的时候，大概只有几个月的时间啊，那医生发现她的心脏啊有些问题。心脏有杂音。
Yeah, so we were, of course, you know, we were first time parents. We were really concerned, and so they sent us to a specialist who listened to her and said she had, I wrote it down because I don't know what it is, it's ventricular septal defect, VSD, which is literally a hole in your heart between the heart walls.
哦，就是我们那时候就被我们没有经验，就被到一个特别的医生那里去，他们就诊断这个孩子呢是有这样叫 VSD 的这样的一个疾病啊，实际上就是他的心室之间有一个洞。
So not to concern you, she actually didn't, but that's what we were told, and we were of course frightened out of our mind because you know and the I don't know why this doctor would tell us something like this, but she was like, oh, you know, in the worst case scenario, we open her heart and we repair it, and you know, as first time parents holding a baby this little, you're like, say that again, what are you gonna do?
但是我们非常的这个惧怕哈，因为这个孩子就这个病，若是真是这个病的话呢，那就需要打开这个心脏，然后来修补哈，非常的这个可怕啊。
So we were tested in our faith for about 2 weeks, because then they had to do some more serious tests, more strict tests to see if it was actually this defect, and turns out it wasn't.
就是有两个周的时间呢，神让我们经过信心的这个考验啊，那就是要在这两周之内呢，还要做一些的检查，是来确定是不是这个 VSD。
And as you can imagine, those 2 weeks were pretty stressful, and you know, we prayed continuously. I probably never prayed that much in my life.
两周呢，我就非常的这个焦急啊，就是不停的祷告啊，这是我一生中的祷告最多的两周。
And you know, I told my parents and it's pretty strange. They were like, you know, don't worry, it's all in God's hands. And I was actually kind of upset at them. I was like, you don't even seem that worried.
告诉我父亲的时候，他们就说，别担心啊，就是在神的手中啊。我甚至就有点生气他为什么怎么不着急。
I guess it shows my faith is here and theirs is much, much higher.
让我知道我的信心这样，那我父母亲的在神面前信心要。
I mean, praise the Lord, nothing happened, but you know, certainly it was a very stressful period, and it taught us a lot about trusting and prayer and finding rest in the Lord during a pretty stressful, as you can imagine, time.
感谢我们的神呢，确定上不是这个病哈，带领我们过来哈。那这但是对我们也是一个在信心各方面的是一个很好的一个学习。
And the other example was with my second daughter, and I think we were already here in New York, and perhaps some of you know about her birth.
这另一个例子就是我第二个女儿哈，小女儿她的那时候我们已经搬到了纽约。
And perhaps some of you may have even prayed for her. So when my wife was pregnant with our younger daughter Sarah, she had complications with her pregnancy at week 28. I had to write these notes down so I don't forget the dates.
第二个女儿在太太怀孕的时候，在第二十八周呢，有些这个症状。
It was either 26 or 20, something really early. So. That's almost to the second or the third trimester. My wife had her water break prematurely.
就是我记不清到底是第二十八还是二十六周，但是那个时候呢，很早的时候啊，这个就羊水就破了。
Yeah, and so she had to. It was this. It just happened in an instant. I got the call from work that she had to be on, had to go to the hospital and be in the hospital for the next 2 months.
就是我那时候正在工作，哈，得到这个电话，就是说到我太太必须赶快到医院，在这医院要待两个月。
And so this happened in November of that year, where there was a lot of snow.
这个是在十一月份发生的，那时候下很多雪。
And this was actually our 2000. What?I think it was our first, was it our first winter in New York? I think it was our, yeah, it was 2000. She was born in 2011. Yeah, she was born in 2000. So it was our first winter in New York.
这是我们在纽约地区的第一个的冬天，经过的第一个冬天。
Yeah, and so she was in the hospital from November until January.
她基本上在十一月一直到来年的一月都在医院里。
And And the baby was going to be born prematurely, but they had to try to sustain it to, so at the earliest, the baby could be born where it was deemed safe is at 34 weeks, even though that's considered, I think, pretty early.
就是那个时候呢，就是在医院里要住这么久，是原因是要让这个孩子一直要生长到34周啊，然后才能够。虽然是早产，但是呢，尽量让他能够持续在母亲。
And so I think it was I might have my math wrong, but it was a period of 6 to 8 weeks where she was on bed rest at New York Presbyterian or Cornell Hospital. I mean, fortunately, my work was right across the street, and so it was not hard for me to visit her.
那时候他就住在我工作单位的隔壁的这个什么一个长老医院那边，对我来说是比较方便啊，可以去看望他。
And my older daughter was in school at the time, and so we had this routine where, you know, so during this period it was just me and my daughter at home for 2 months, and I would take her to school, pick her up after school. We'd go visit mom and then go home, just two of us. And we did that every day for 2 months.
就在那段时间那几个月时间，都是我和我的大女儿啊，她要我要送她上学，然后接她，然后一起到医院看妈妈，就有这段时间。
Because I mean, I had just started my work in New York. We had just moved to New York less than 6 months ago. And I had just started my work here, and so it was a really challenging time to deal with all of this.
那时候我刚搬到纽约只有六个月的时间，所以那个时候就面临这样一个挑战。
And so, again, it was a period where we prayed and we prayed, and there was a lot of prayer.
就是那段时间哈，我们有很多很多祷告。
And so, you know, I think.And then, all right, so after that, my daughter was born at week 34, and she was a preemie. She was less than 4 pounds.
那时候就生下来的时候是在第34周啊，那不到四磅。
And so she was in the baby or the neonatal ICU for another 2 weeks.
在这个 ICU 啊，就是专门
And she had just all sorts of things strapped to her, and feeding tubes and breathing tubes and everything else. I actually have a picture of her, and she had this, she was, you know, had her eyes sealed and had this UV light. She was in this blue box with all sorts of cords coming out of her. I actually took a picture of her like that, but I still haven't showed my parents.
那个事情她就是在这个有两周的时间就在那个保温箱中哈，带着各种的插了各种的管道哈，这个然后呢还有照射这种紫外线啊，然后各种不同的这个，所以他给他照了照片啊，我们弟兄，然后还没有给他的。
Yeah, so someday maybe I'll show them, but it was a very frightening time, right? Because I mean she was basically just a little bit bigger than my hand, right? I mean, and so it was.Again, another time of testing and prayer, lots of prayer.
我会用透给我父母亲看，或许那他生下来就很小，比我的手掌稍微大一点啊，那也是一个段非常试炼的一段时期。
But you know the Lord is faithful. He brought us through it. Now if you see our second kid, she's you know big and chubby, and so the Lord has grace.
神是非常信实，充满恩典啊！到现在你看到他。也胖乎乎的，很健康。
And so, we're learning that we need to pray a lot, because I don't know how to be a parent, and I'm sure maybe some of you feel the same way. We kind of sleepwalk our way through parenthood, and somehow our kids turn out or they don't. But it's you know, it's in the Lord's hands.
我们就从当中呢学习神给我们学的啊，我们有时候就觉得。不太知道如何来带把这孩子们带大啊，这是神给我们的一个。
And I mean I've seen, I think when we get older, when we look back, we learn that, wow, God led me through this stage of my life, and then the next stage, and then the next stage, and you see His faithful hand leading you every way. But when you're going through a certain situation, it's harder to see. And then when you reflect, you're able to give praise, and you realize how faithful He is.
当我们回头看的时候，我们会看到我们在每一段人生的经历中和每一个阶段，神都有他这个信实的时候带我们啊。我们在经历这个事情的时候呢，不见得清楚啊，但是回头看，我们就会很清楚。
Yeah. And so the third thing that I thought. At least something I learned from my parents was that we should be an example to our children.
第三点我从父母亲那里学到的就是我们应该给我们的孩子有一个好的榜样。
I mean, this is something I'm definitely still learning. I think if I learn to put God first in my life, then my kids will mimic that.
这一点我是实在是也在学习啊，我觉得。比方说，我要是把神放在第一位啊，我们的孩子也会学到这一点。
Well, my parents always put the Lord first, and it's something that my brother and I, whether subconscious or direct, we've been influenced to do the same, at least try to do the same.
我父母亲呢，总是把神放在第一位啊。就是我的和我弟弟呢，在这一点上呢，不管意识到不意识到啊，这个影响总是在我们身上。
And I see how a lot of like when I go back to our fellowship in Seattle, and I see some of the parents whose kids put academics or other things ahead of the Lord, those parents are still there at the assembly. But their kids have long since stopped following the Lord.
那我就观察到哈，在我们的西雅图那边聚会，有些父母亲呢，把孩子的学业这方面的看得最重啊。我们现在还能够看见这些弟兄姊妹在我们当中，但是他们的孩子呢，我们已经不再见到了。
And so, I think I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I think as parents, we need to be good examples.And I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
这实在是很容易解释的，就是我们需要在孩子面前有好的榜样。
I mean, I remember going into my father's study when I was little, and seeing him on his knees praying a lot.
那我想呢，我小的时候，我常常会发现我的父亲在他的书房里常常跪下来祷告。
In fact, some of my early recollections, some of the things I can remember.As a little kid, I mean, my recollection is that he was always praying. He didn't do anything else. But every time I went in his room, he was on his knees praying.
那我小时候的记忆呢，总是看到我父亲在祷告啊，这甚至觉得就他就是在祷告，就是在祷告。
And sadly, probably some of my daughter's earliest memories of me might be me sitting on the couch watching TV or something.
很悲哀的，或许我现在对女儿们那可能记得我就是在看电视。
I mean it. This is kind of more a self reminder than anything I'm telling you guys. It's It's, you know, do I want my daughter to see me praying or reading God's word, or, you know, doing other things.
所以我在给弟兄姊妹这样讲的时候，实在是对我自己，更是对我自己一个提醒，就是我要不要看我的女儿呢？让我能够在他们的印象中，父亲是个祷告的啊，寻求神的。
And I'm sure this something you all already know. So, the fourth point,
第四点
，Let's see. Well, I kind of already mentioned it, but I wrote. We have to put the Lord first, and when we do, He will bless us.
第四点我或许已经提到了，就是我们要把主放在第一位，他就会来祝福我们。
Oh, so there is some example here I can give. This was, of course, something my parents always tried to instill in me, that the Lord comes first. Church meetings come before any kind of academic activity and that those were always priorities.
就是这些好像有些例子哈，就是像父母亲常常教导我们的，就是首先要把神放在第一位，然后呢，我们要把这些聚会啊放在要重于那些其他的活动。
I mean, I think they held to that verse, seek first the kingdom and the righteousness, and all these other things will follow.
就先求神的国和神的义啊，其他的事情神都会加给我们。
And, Yeah, and so I think they instilled in us an early sense of the body of Christ as well. And so they cared that we were part of the body of Christ from a young age.
在我们很年轻的时候呢，他就给我们这样一个教导，就是我们是属于基督的身体，要和基督身体在一起。
And I think they, you know, I think...A lot of churches, I mean, including the one in Seattle and maybe the one here, are faced with a crisis where the younger generation can't relate to the older generation as far as meetings and things like that.
我们那边的聚会或许这边也是一样，我们又面临一个这样的一个危机，就是这些年轻人和我们这些比较年长一点的有一个就是交通上的一个问题。
I mean, they like to play the guitar and sing these worship songs, and they don't like the hymnal songs. Right?
这些年轻人他喜欢弹吉他，然后唱一些这个敬拜的一些的诗歌啊，他不太喜欢唱那个我们比较我们是用的那种比较传统的歌本。
I mean, my wife is Caucasian, and we go to her brother's.Church, and we realize that it's not a phenomena that's just happening in Chinese churches. It's happening everywhere throughout the country.
我太太是白人啊，那她我们也观察到，不仅是在中国人当中，甚至在这些美国弟兄姊妹当中，也是有这样的情形。
You'll see the new generation breaking off. In fact, the fellowship that her brother attends, you know, the pastor is 30.All the attendants are, you know, from their teens to their 30s, and they've actually broken off from what they call their parent church.
就我们可以观察到，有些这个很年轻的这个聚会呢，是从一些比较传统的或者是别的聚会中分出来的。那这些呢，有可能是这些传道的人呢。就是只有三十岁啊，这些所有的这些聚会的，就是十几岁一直到三十岁这样的年轻人在一起。
And so I think if there's, I don't know if there is here, but certainly in Seattle, we for a period we felt that friction between the English speaking younger folks and the Chinese or English speaking younger folks and the Chinese speaking older folks. There felt like this clash.
在我们西雅图那边呢，就是我们可以。感觉到在这个说英文的这年轻弟兄和这些说弟兄姊妹和说中文的这些比较年老的之间呢有一些的摩擦啊。
And to my shame, I'll admit this to you guys. And it was, I'm sure it was something that you know broke my parents' heart. But you know when I came back from college, having you know attended groups where it was all young people.You know, I suggested to my parents, why don't we have a separate communion.
对我来说是很羞愧的，就是我在大学毕业以后回来的，回到聚会的时候呢，我曾经给我父亲建议呢，可不可以这些年轻人呢，分开来擘饼。
I told him, you know, you want the young people to pray, you want them to pick hymns, you want them to worship the Lord together. Well, they're going to do that if you let them do it separately.
我就对我父亲说，你愿意让这些年看到年轻人祷告啊，来敬拜这些活动哈。若是你要把他们，你要想看到这哈，你最好是把他们分出来啊，他们可以这样做。
And of course, my parents explained to me, you know, and I'm sure I didn't hear any of it because I was very emotional with the issue. You know, they explained to me how with God's family, you're not supposed to do that. And of course, it probably went in one ear and one out the other.
那时候父母亲就给我解释为什么不能分开啊，基督的身体是合一的。那时候我呢就非常的就是有很强的这种情感在这上升，所以我就是一个耳朵进，另一个耳朵就冒，就没有听进去。
And I'm sure my parents during that phase spent a lot of time on their knees praying for us, for me in particular.
我非常相信，就是我父母亲那时候对我，特别对我哈，有很多祷告，就这个问题。
Because I was leading the youth group at the time, and we would have retreats like this, and you'd see the young people very fired up, offering prayers, singing hymns, very fervent before the Lord, and then we go back to the main fellowship and have communion and not a single one of them pray. They don't sing. They don't show any interest.
那时候我是带领这些年轻人哈，那时候也是像这种这种周末的特会呢，那些杨先生就非常的火热哈，也唱诗各方面。但是呢，等到他们回到这个大家一起聚会的环境，他们就不再祷告啊，不再。
And I was even very kind of upset with my father for dismissing it so quickly and not even at least, you know, thinking about it or praying about it before God. Or,
我对我父亲有点意见，因为他那时候好像做的决定非常快，也没有祷告，也没有特别祷告或者是寻求。
I think even when I suggested, I knew it was wrong and I knew it would be hurtful, but. And I think I did it with the intention, you know, I cared about the young people I was leading. I wanted them to serve, to function in the body of Christ. But it is a struggle. And I think maybe you guys can understand.
那时候我挣扎是因为我觉得我有个很好的原因，就是我希望这些年轻人也能够融进这些聚会哈的这样的。
And I think unless we have a true revelation of what the body of Christ ought to be, it wasn't until that happened to me then I knew the error of my ways.
只等到我真正能够神启示我这个基督的身体真正的意义哈，我没有办法认识到我的错误。
And I think that's what we need to pray for the young people today that they get a true vision of what the body of Christ is.
这就是我觉得我们应该为这些年轻人祷告，让他能够真正知道基督的身体。
I mean, maybe I'm preaching to the wrong group, and there isn't that issue here, but certainly in Seattle, we were faced with that for a period of time.
或许我们这边的弟兄姊妹没有这个问题，但是在西雅图那个时候呢，很多弟兄姊妹有这个问题。
And there were even young people that left on account of that. We had some very emotional young people that had grand plans for the body of Christ there.
甚至有些年轻人因为这个原因离开啊，因为他们都有很多这个自己的计划啊，就是能够分开来聚集。
Yeah, and you know the Lord is merciful and eventually you know brought my thinking around, you know, showed me the value of what God's house is like and what a family is.
神实在充满怜悯，他就把我的思想能够调转啊，然后知道基督的身体。
And in time, you know, I think every church will go through a transition where you slowly transition some of these young brothers and sisters, predominantly English-speaking brothers and sisters, into places of leadership, and you know, you start now. When I go back there, a lot of them are leading the hymns on Sundays. Some of them are sharing sometimes.
每一个教会上都应该都有面临这个问题，就是有段时就到了一段时间，这些年轻人呢就开始要逐渐过渡到带领一些带领的工作，在教会中，无论是领事也好，带一些聚会也好啊。
And I think that's, you know, the passing of the torch from Moses to the Moseses to the Joshuas and Calebs.
就像在圣经中讲到这个摩西怎么把这个火炬。
And so that's, I think, a prayer that we can have for some of the younger ones.
这是我们可以为我们年轻人做的祷告。
Just the last thing I wrote down here, number five, is that we need to encourage our children.
第五点啊，最后一点就是我们应该多多鼓励我们的年轻人。
You know, when they're young, you can, I mean, when they're really young, you can just force them to go to the meetings. They have no choice.
当他们非常年轻的时候，我们可以迫使他不得不跟着我们去聚会。
I mean, probably up until high school, but then once they get their driver's license, then it's kind of their decision sometimes.
甚至一直持续到可以持续到高中哈，但是他们一旦拿到驾照就很难这样。
You know, they gain their independence, and I think at that point, if you force them, they'll probably actually, you know, like Paul, kick against the goads.
当他们独立的时候，我们就没办法再强迫他们，甚至强迫以后呢，我们会像这个遇到这种反击，像这个保罗用脚踢刺一样。
So I think one thing that my parents did in raising us at that certain stage. When they knew they could either force us and then cause us to really rebel, or they could encourage us and get back on their knees and pray.
就是我父母亲在这件事情也是在这个阶段啊，他们可以或许试着迫使我们。那另一个呢，就是要接着祷告啊，来鼓励我们呢走这个正确的道路。
And my parents used this tactic that maybe I'll use on my kids someday.
父母亲用了一种方法，我觉得可以，我可以试着在我儿女身上。
They used this tactic of guilt tripping.
就是有一种的这个犯罪的感觉哈。
Yeah, I don't know if guilt tripping, but it make you feel guilty. But I'll give you an example because this happened to me my senior year. You know, I was pretty, even though a lot of times I didn't want to go to church meetings at that point, I still kind of felt compelled to go. For example, Friday night Bible study.
就在我上高中比较高年级的时候呢，我那时候。就是比方说礼拜五的查经聚会，那我觉得我应该去。
As some of you who have high school kids may know, Friday nights also coincide with the school football games. At least during the fall.
在这个秋天的时候呢，这个礼拜五的聚会就会和这个大学的球赛相冲突。
And high school football.
高中的球赛。
And so all of my friends went to the football games, and throughout high school, I had never been to a single football game because we always had Bible study.
在整个的上高中的阶段，我从来没有参加一次这个高中的球赛，因为总是和这个礼拜五的查经。
And so on the last Friday of the season where they had the football game, my senior year.You know, I kind of just mentioned it to my parents. I don't even know if I really wanted to go, but I mentioned, hey, all my friends are going to the football game on Friday. I've never been to a football game, you know, maybe I should go with them.
在我高中都快结束的时候，给我父母亲提到，就是我的所有的朋友都去看 这个高中的这个球赛，我还没有去过哈，我要不要去
？And of course, my parents said, you know, no, you need to go to Bible study.
当然，我父母亲说你应该去参加这个查经聚会。
But at the time, of course, I had my driver's license already, and so, you know, I could have done what I was an, practically an adult. I could have done whatever I want.
那时候我已经有驾照，所以我实际上是可以自己去看球赛。
And I think my parents realized that. I think that if they tried to force me at that point, I would have just gotten angry and gone. And so I think they kind of used the guilt trip to get me to go.
那我父母亲知道我可以开车独立行动，但是呢，他们就没有迫使我，而是鼓励我。
And so the way they do that to me, and even today, I think they still do that to me is they say why don't you pray about it and see how the Holy Spirit leads you.
他们现在甚至还仍然这样啊，给我建议，就是让我能够来祷告啊，来寻求神啊。
And I think I got angry because of course if I prayed about it, you know, I'm going to be going to church and not to the football game.
我很生气，因为我知道我祷告以后肯定要去查经。
I want them to say, oh yeah, I guess it's, you know, this is your last chance to go to a football game. You should go, but they were very, in my mind, they were very stubborn and yeah.
我是希望他们说呢，你最后一场了，你可以去今天哈，但是他们非常坚持。
And so they didn't say anymore. They didn't fight me. They said, why don't you pray about it? And
他就不再多讲哈，就是说你为什么你可以自己祷告哈。
Yeah, and so I think by encouraging us to do that rather than forcing us down any particular path, I think it was far more effective.
这种可以鼓励我们来寻求神哈，而不是迫使我们的，是非常有效的。
And of course, you know, I never ended up going to that football game, and so I still don't know what a high school football game is like.
这很有效，因为我也从来没参加过高中的球赛。
And so they would use tactics like that. It's kind of funny because even during this past holidays.
这非常有趣哈！你甚至在我们刚过的这个节假期
I was back in Seattle with staying with my parents and my brother who's also now married and has his own kids.
我这也是在这期间，我们回西雅图和我父母亲还有我的弟弟一起在。
In Seattle, we've always had this between December 31st and January 1st. We would have an all-night prayer meeting.
就是在西雅图聚会呢，我们在年底到一月一号之间，我们有一个通宵的祷告聚会。
No, because I haven't been back there in so long, I wasn't going to attend that meeting, and so my brother also, because we were back, you know, he was really happy to have us hang out with him. He decided he wasn't going to go to this meeting either.
哥俩呢，因为不常回去嘛，所以我们也决定要不参加这个通宵祷告聚会。
And so, of course, my parents were going, and they actually I think my dad was out of town. I think he was ministering in San Francisco, but my mom went, and when she found out that my brother was going to skip it, she used the same tactics. I heard her over the phone. She was talking to my brother and going, "What? You're not going?" she was like, and then I heard her say exactly what she told me back when I was like, she was like, "Why don't you go and pray about it and see how the Spirit leads you?"
那时候我父亲在那个三藩那边服侍主，然后我弟弟呢和我妈妈通电话的时候就听到哈。知道他不想去那个祷告聚会呢，他就说：“你可以去祷告一下，看神怎么带领。”
And so whenever, even though we're older now, she still uses those same tactics to prompt us.
甚至我们现在都已经长大成人，我母亲还是用这种方法。
And I think they realized at some point you can't fight your kids. They're you know, they've made up their mind, they're adults, and I think the most we can do is encourage.
他们，我觉得他们就是意识到，当我们的已经长大成人的时候呢，我们没办法迫使我们的儿女啊，而是我们可以鼓励他啊，向着神的方向。
And so, as far as I wrote down some things specific to fathers and mothers, but I don't know how long this session is or how tired people are. I don't have. Oh, okay. Well, I'll start sharing if people are too bored, just raise your hand and I'll stop. But as far as fathers, I mean, it's actually interesting. If you look in the Bible, there aren't too many specific instructions for parents, right? We, as parents, we kind of almost wish there was a manual in the Bible or one book dedicated to parenting. That would make things easier.
在圣经中好像我没有特别多的提到怎么做父母亲啊，我们倒是希望有一章或者是有一卷书专门讲这个。
I mean, we would like for there to be a manual and directions on how to be a father and raise kids and whatnot, but I think, you know, that the Spirit is life and we're to follow the Holy Spirit.
是我们总是希望有个像那个说明书一样，我们只要能够来跟着走就好啊。实际上呢，圣灵呢是神的，就是用圣灵来带领我们。
But really, there are only a few verses, and one of them is in Ephesians, where Paul instructs the fathers. You might just be able to translate it. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger.
就是只有几这不多的几处哈，在以弗所书第四章。做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
And instead, bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
而是按照神的教训和警戒来把他们带大。
And in Colossians, Paul says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children, so that they do not lose heart."
在哥罗西书三章二十一节是讲到这个，我们不应该惹儿女的气啊。
I get a sense that God kind of knows how men are, and so warns us to be gentle with our kids.
就是神知道我们的性情，所以他让我们对儿女要有这个温柔。
And so there are very few specific directions, and then for the role of the mother, there isn't hardly anything.
做父亲的这种教导不是很多，做母亲的就更少。
Yeah, I mean, it in the same chapter in Ephesians 6, it talks about wives and husbands and children, fathers, but I don't think it mentions mothers.
在以弗所书刚才读到的在第六章哈，只是讲到儿女、父母亲哈，没有特别提到母亲。
But I think the influence of the mother is huge.
但是呢，母亲呢，对于儿女有很大的影响。
I know in my personal life, you know, certainly my father served the Lord and dedicated much time to the Lord, but it was really my mom, I think, that shaped who I am and who my brother is.
在我的身上呢，因为我父亲呢是很多时间是在服侍主上啊，所以呢，对于我们兄弟两个，我母亲在我们身上。
It's kind of interesting because in the, I mean, it's interesting to me because my father was a minister, but if you look at a lot of the servants of God in the Bible, a lot of their children were really wicked.
我觉得很有趣的就是在圣经中很多服侍主的人，他们的儿女常常都是很不好的。
Like Eli served God as a priest, right? But his sons were really wicked. And the prophet Samuel saw that, right? As a young boy, he prophesied that these things would happen to Eli and his sons.
先知撒母耳也看到了这个，他甚至直接来对他们说预言。
And he probably saw the flaws of Eli and how his sons weren't raised properly. But then when you look at the life of Samuel, he had really wicked sons.
他甚至看到以利的这种反例，但是在他身上呢，他的儿女呢也不是很争气。
Yeah, Samuel, this, you know, we think of him as this mighty prophet who, you know, brought David up and who was a spokesperson for God, and yet his sons were wicked.
撒母耳，我们总常常讲的是这个大先知哈，他把兴起了来拣选大卫哈。甚至是作为神的代言人，但是呢，他的儿女却是很恶的。
And so sometimes you find in the Bible there's this recurring theme of where maybe the servant of God is I mean, I don't want to say he's too spiritual, but he might be out of tune with the worldly things and not allow his children to be brought up properly.
在圣经中一再出现，就是看到这些服侍神的这神的仆人啊。他们或许太属灵，和这个世界有些脱节，所以他的儿女们呢，常常呢，不能够被带到神面前。
But yeah, very quickly, I'll mention the role of the mother because I think maybe, perhaps it could be the neglect of the mother that certain kids turn out bad.
我觉得或许是因为在母亲这方面有忽略，所以孩子没有办法。
Like, it's kind of interesting, and maybe you guys already know this, but if you look at the kings, you see that the mother of the kings are always mentioned. Right?
在这个列王记中常常提到这些王的母亲。
So just as an example, I mean, I wrote down six of them, but we can just look at one. Maybe in 1 Kings chapter 14, this is David's grandson. Right, so David, the man after God's own heart, followed the Lord, and Solomon, his son, kind of followed the Lord and kind of fell away. But then by David's grandson, this is what it says in...
在列王记上这里有一个例子哈，十四章，这里讲到大卫的这个孙子哈的例子。
Yeah, it's verse 21, it speaks of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. He reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king. He reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. And I'll just skip down to the end of the verse. It says his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And then verse 22, it says, and Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy. And it was because their king was wicked.
列王记上十四章的二十一节，他是讲的所罗门的儿子罗伯安做犹大王。他登基的时候年41岁，在耶路撒冷啊。然后呢，我们看到后面就讲到罗伯安的母亲名叫拿玛，是亚门人。22节说犹大人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事啊，这样做是原因是他们的王是邪恶的。
And then if you look in 15, right after that, it talks about the next king, so David's great grandson. So this is Solomon's grandson, Abijam, and it says in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijam became king over Judah, and he reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Maacah, the granddaughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him.
这里再看的话，就15章啊，这里说尼巴的儿子耶罗波安王18年，亚比央登基做犹大王，在耶路撒冷做王3年。然后提到他母亲的名字，他母亲名叫玛甲，是亚沙龙的女儿。亚比央行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶，他的心不像他祖大卫的心。
And then maybe just one positive example real quick, because the majority of the examples are bad kings. But in chapter 22, verse 41, it talks about Jehoshaphat. And it says when he became king, it talks about how old when he becomes king. And in verse 42, his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. And he walked in all the ways of his father Asa, he did not turn aside from them, doing what was right in the eyes of God, of the Lord.
在列王记中，大部分的这种例子都是反面的哈，但是这里也有一个很快的一个正面的例子，是讲到列王记上 二十二章啊，第四十一节啊，这里讲到这个亚沙的儿子约沙法啊，登基的时候年三十五岁，然后他这里讲到他母亲名叫阿苏巴，乃示利与西的女儿。约沙法行他父亲亚萨所行的道，不偏离左右，行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And it's kind of interesting that the name of the mom is recorded with all these kings.
就非常有趣的就是这些做母亲的王的母亲，他们都把他们名字写下来。
And immediately following the name of the mom, it speaks of whether that king was a good king or a bad king.
然后就马上提到这个王到底是好王还是坏王。
And so I think it shows the influence of the mom in a child's life.
这就给我们看到母亲在孩子们的成长中的这个作用。
And I think that was something my mom understood when she was bringing me up.
我相信我母亲在把我们带大的时候，她是知道的。
She would always instill, I think, the fear of the Lord in us.
她总是鼓励我们要敬畏神。
She probably instructed us more in the daily things of what's right and wrong, in the small things, more so than my father.
在一些很多小事上，我母亲呢，更多的来告诉我们，指教我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
Maybe my dad was one of those Chinese fathers like his dad, where you know he's kind of to be feared, and he would always bring the punishment. But I think my mom probably brought more of the instruction.
我父亲或许像他的父亲一样哈，都是中国的这父亲的严父哈，就是要
Yeah, that's probably a good term.
惩罚惩罚这个孩子哈。母亲呢给我们很多的指教。
So my grandfather, I guess, he was a general in China, and so my father always feared my grand. Even in his old age, when I was old enough to comprehend, I would see.How my dad interacted with his dad, and it was always this semi-distance because he revered him because he was a very strict man. I think when my father was growing up.
So my father's father is in the army, a general. So he and my father's relationship is always my father very respects him, very.所以呢，我经常会觉得他们之间是有一定的距离啊。
Yeah, and I think my father and I kind of have a more distant relationship still than, I mean, we're close, but it's not like with my mom.
我和父亲的关系呢，仍然还是不能像我和我母亲那么近。
Yeah, and so I think throughout the Bible, you see the influence of mothers, but it's very subtle, right? They're almost kind of hidden between verses, and you really have to dig them out.
We can 看到圣经中经常记载到这些母亲的影响，但是呢，它是在字里行间需要我们来这个发现。
And even this afternoon, I was looking for a verse that I think I heard in one of my dad's messages.In previous years, I was going to share it, and so I called him, and my mom picked up.
我今天下午想分享的一个经节呢，是我听到过父亲分享过，多年以前分享过。那我就给他们打电话，要咨询一下。接电话的时候，母亲。
And I called this afternoon during the free time, and it was around 2 o'clock. But I guess I understand that my dad was doing a video.A message during that time, and so my mom, I guess, snuck out of the room to answer because she wanted to know what was going on.
下午两点来钟打过去的，因为父亲是在那边和弟兄姊妹在这个网络上有交通啊，所以我母亲呢是到另一个房间接电话。
So this is how it goes in my family. Whenever I talk to my dad, the conversation lasts for about.You know, 2 to 3 minutes at the most. But when I talk to my mom, it can go like an hour, like without a blink of an eye, an hour.
我们家里啊，我给我父亲打电话啊，顶多两三分钟啊。给我母亲打电话呢，很容易就一个小时就过去了。
With my dad, it's almost always all business. And with my mom, she likes to ask about everything under the sun.
我父亲呢，对和所谈的都是很。这个 正式啊，那就是。但是我母亲呢，可以问到其他任何的。
And so, anyways, I told her I was sharing tonight, and there was that example that my dad gave a while ago, and I couldn't find the verses, and so I was like, well, maybe you can help me with it. And so instead of that, she's like, oh yeah, I know that example, but you know, there are also all these other good examples.
我和母亲谈的时候就是说我这个例子我父亲提过在哪里哈，这种，然后呢我母亲说，哦，这个例子你知道还有更多很多更好的例子。
And I told her, well, you know, I already kind of have these 5 points, and I'm really not going to instruct too much. I'm just going to share my testimony. But she was like, you know, there's, make sure you know, use this example.
我已经把我的这个大纲5点都写好哈，我想用的是这个，但是我母亲是给我建议，你可以用这个，用这个，再用这个。
So this is an example my mom wants to pass to you guys, I guess. And
就是讲到母亲如何来给我们一些很多的这方面。
And it's kind of subtle, and it is hidden in the scripture, but it's the example of Moses.
就是有时候母亲的影响是非常那个微妙的哈，像比方摩西的。
And we don't even really think of Moses's mom very often.
我们不太常讲到摩西的母亲。
I mean, her name is actually mentioned. It's mentioned once in the book of Exodus.
她的名字呢在出埃及记中提到。
But if you recall Moses's story, you know, he was put in the basket and brought to be Pharaoh's daughter, but actually His mom came into the palace and raised him.
我们记得他那当时呢，就是被放在这个毒草中啊，是当时是法老的女儿把他接回来，然后但是他真正抚养他的是他的自己的母亲。
I'll just share one verse that kind of. So I went back and, you know, I listened to her talk for about half an hour, and then and then I went and read through Hebrews. And in Hebrews 11, it mentions Moses.
我和母亲谈了半个小时以后，我就回来就找到这个希伯来书。
And in Hebrews 11, verses 24 and 25, it says, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the passing pleasures of sin."
希伯来书十一章的24节，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Now we often attribute this to Moses and him being such a great man of faith.
我们常常就把这个归功于摩西啊，他是这个信心的这么一位人。
But my mom this afternoon wanted me to consider what role Moses' mom probably played in influencing him.
我妈妈今天给我谈话的时候就讲到这个的背后有或许有摩西他母亲。
Moses grew up in the palace of the Pharaoh and was considered Pharaoh's son. I mean Pharaoh's grandson.
摩西呢是在法老的宫中被带大啊，是这个法老的孙子这种，或者是。这个法老女儿的儿子的。
Yeah, and in this palace environment, in such a worldly environment, you know, how did he know that he actually belonged to the people of God? He couldn't have known that on his own, right? I mean, he was a baby when he was given to Pharaoh's daughter, and so it must have been his mother's influence.
就在这个法老的宫中是一个非常世界的地方，那不可能，若是没有摩西他母亲的影响。他不可能知道这他是和神的百姓应该是在一起。
And so here, I mean, you kind of have to read in between the verses and read and try to think about how these things might have happened. But certainly, probably a lot of this has to do with his mom's ability to bring him up.
这里面我们就需要来仔细读啊，而且来思考啊，才能够发现这里后面。有这个摩西母亲的影响。
So that's I thought that was a good example. She actually gave me a whole list of other examples.
给我有更多的这个例子啊，我想讲的。
But I thought that one was a pretty good one. I'll share one last thing. It's the example that I actually tried to get from her, but she also couldn't remember the verses. So when my dad was done with the meeting, he called me back. And again, he actually, it was like the conversation was less than 5 minutes. He gave me the verses and said, "Anything else? Okay, bye." That's kind of the relationship I have with him.
我还有最后一个例子呢，是我父亲他们那个这个网络交通以后哈、啊，他打电话给我，然后我们大概父子俩讲了大概不到5分钟左右哈、啊，
yeah.
就把这个例子给。
Yeah, my conversations with my father, there's no small talk or anything. I mean, there's very little small talk.
我和父亲呢，没有太多这个闲话啊，都是正经。
Even with my daughters, you know, when he talks to me, he'll be like, "Oh, say hi to Ellie and Sarah. You know, how are they doing?" And I'll be like, "Good." And that's basically it.
给他的这个孙女啊，也是话不多啊。
Whereas with my mom, she wants to know what they're wearing, what they're eating, you know, how they're sleeping, how we're eating, and everything.
我妈妈就会非常关心她的穿什么、吃什么、在哪里啊。
But anyways, I'm completely sidetracked. The example I wanted to give, and I'm sure Brother Chu knows of this. There's a character in the Bible that's kind of interesting. His name is Zadok.
在圣经中有一个人物叫 Zadok.
Yeah, it's he's a priest.
是一个祭司。
And maybe First Kings. I think the first time he's mentioned is in First Kings.
在列王记上第一次提到。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Sadu. So Zadok was a priest during King David's reign.
是在大卫掌权年间的一个祭司。
And he and his sons, later referred to as the sons of Zadok, served from the line of Aaron.
后来他们就提到就是这个撒都的子孙啊。
And I remember my father giving this example many years ago. I couldn't find the verses, and I forgot the context, but I remembered what the message behind Zadok and his sons were.
我听到我父亲分享过这个很多年以前啊，我就记得这个没有记得他的经文，但是我记得他这个意思是讲到撒都的子孙。
So Zadok is mentioned throughout the Book of Kings and Chronicles, and even later on.
在列王记和历代志中呢，常常提到这个祭司撒都。
He was a faithful priest to King David and to the work of the Lord.
他是在大卫年间一个非常忠心的服侍神的祭司。
And if you recall, one of David's sons tried to pronounce himself king, whereas David already deemed that Solomon should be king.
甚至其中大卫有一个儿子要自称王的时候啊。
And Zadok was the priest that went and anointed Solomon as king.
就是撒都这个祭司高了，所罗门做王。
And this is recorded in I think verses 32 and onward.
就是在列王记上第一章的第32节开始。
Yeah, his other son Adonijah wanted to be king, but David knew the will of the Lord was for Solomon to be king.
大卫知道神的旨意是要让所罗门来做王。
And anyways, Zadok was a faithful priest during the reign of David and then also during Solomon's reign.
撒都呢是大卫和所罗门年间的一个非常忠心的祭司。
And even...During the evil years where the nation of Israel fell, were found in evil because the king was evil, the line of Zadok remained faithful.
甚至在一些不好的王，在这个不好的时期，这个祭司撒都的子孙呢，仍然是非常的忠心。
So my dad gave me a bunch of verses, but I'm just going to skip to the gist of it, which is even...At the time of Ezekiel, which was many generations removed from the time of David. I mean, Ezekiel was a captive in Babylon. So this was a long time away.
甚至在大卫年间以后，很多年以后，在以西结，那时以西结甚至已经到了巴比伦，被掳到巴比伦的时期。
And actually, this one verse is pretty good. Instead of going through all of them, I'll just share this one last verse. It's Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 11.
就是在以西结书第四十八章第十一节。
It says, "It shall be for the priests of the sons of Zadok who are sanctified, who have kept my charge, who did not go astray when the children of Israel went astray, as even the Levites went astray."
这地要归于撒都的子孙中，成为圣的祭司，就是那守我所吩咐的。当以色列人走迷的时候，他们不像那些利未人走迷了。
And from the book of Matthew, we know that from the reign of David to the captivity was 14 generations.
在马太福音中记载啊，从大卫到这个
Babylonian captivity
被掳时期呢是有十四代。
It tells us from Abraham to David was 14, from David to the captivity was 14, and from the captivity to Christ was 14.
是从亚伯拉罕到大卫是十四代，大卫到被巴比伦掳去是十四代，然后到主耶稣来又十四代。
But my dad said he actually went through the genealogies and counted the generations because he in the beginning of Ezekiel it mentions the king during the captivity.
在以西结书开始的时候是提到了那被掳的时候的王。
And so he counted roughly 10 generations from Zadok till his sons.You know, his descendants mentioned in Ezekiel.
大概能够能够这个数到十代，是从这个从这开始一直到这个以西结的那刚提到的。
So this man and his descendants were faithful from one generation one to generation two, down to generation ten. They faithfully served the Lord and walked with him.
这个撒都这个祭司呢，就从第一代一直到十代，都是在神面前忠心。
It's very interesting because, even David, a man after God's own heart, by generation three, that testimony was gone.
甚至像合神心意的大卫，他是第三代的时候就已经。
By the time David's grandkid came about, he was already wicked.
大卫的这个孙子的这一代就已经离开了。
And so Zadok, somehow the Lord, by his mercy, allowed him to have faithful descendants for probably greater than 10 generations.
但是呢，这撒都呢，因为神的恩典呢，他可以甚至持续到十代以上。
With each generation, even during the wicked years, with each generation serving the Lord in a dark time.
甚至在以色列人走迷的时候，他们仍然。
And so, at least that, I remember him sharing that being his goal. and my father's goal.
记得我父亲是这样分享的时候，他是也立定这样的一个目标。
That if the Lord allows in his family, he might have faithful descendants.
他也可以在神面前呢有这样的在对神忠心的这样的。一代一代的
and so I'll just end with that thought, and maybe that might be our prayer as well.
我就停在这里。
Yeah. Maybe Brother Chu can close us in prayer, or do you want to add anything? Oh, do you want? Yeah. Is it getting late?
Yeah. 那这样子，我们就两个问题。
Okay.
那我们能够因为弟兄还要服侍年轻人，那我们两个问题，然后我们还是有点祷告。
Yeah, sure.
弟兄，您父亲不仅都愿意带领青年在教会的敬拜，然后您觉得？这样子分开的敬拜并不是很适合。那在当时那一群年轻人，您觉得神用什么方式把他们保留在教会中
？Yeah, it's I don't know. I really feel like the ways of God are so much higher than our ways. I can't really put, you know, what exactly happened. I think God had to really change my heart. I can only speak for myself. You know, during that period, a lot of some of the young people did go away. Not everyone was happy, and so I don't have a good answer for you.
我只是觉得神的道路高过我们的道路。那个时候呢，是神来改变我这些里面的想法啊。然后有些孩子可能不太高兴，也有离开的啊。但是在这个问题上，我没有一个非常好的答案。
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I think the Lord had to reveal his heart to me, and I had to realize that what I was pursuing was selfish.
对我来说呢，就是神要改变我的这样的想法啊，然后呢，让我意识到这个我的这个原来的想法是有自私的在里面。
I mean, don't get me wrong. I still feel like even today when I go back to Seattle, or when I attend a lot of Chinese fellowships, I wonder where the English prayers are from the young people.
我现在回到西雅图，仍然是在聚会当中，仍然是这个想到这些年轻人，我们的那些祷告。
I mean, I know these guys can pray. I know they can open their mouths and pray. You'll hear that when they're by themselves, but then when they're integrated into the fellowship, yeah.
我知道这些年轻人哈都可以在神面前祷告，但是呢，在我们一起聚会的时候，他们比较少祷告。
Yeah, I mean it. I don't have a good answer. I think for me personally, I can only speak for myself. I had to change.
我只能代表我自己说哈，我必须被神改变。
Yeah, I know. I think when we used to attend the Flushing Fellowship for a while, and Brother Christian Chen would encourage all the Chinese brothers and sisters to pray in English if they could. And, you know, even with that, I don't know if it solves any kind of a problem. I mean, the young people, when the Lord prompts your heart, I think the young people have to learn to be obedient. It's partly that.
就是我也参加过陈弟兄在那边的聚会，在 Flushing 啊，他那边的陈弟兄是比较鼓励我们这些说中文的能用英文祷告的尽量用英文祷告，但是即使那样的，我觉得也不见得完全解决那个问题。
I feel like he more reprimands the parents and tries to defend the children, but I think if the Lord doesn't work if the children don't allow the Lord to work in them, it doesn't matter if all the prayers are in English.
我觉得关键就是神要在这些年轻人心中做工啊，他们在神感动他们可以来开口，否则的话不论多少用英文祷告，他们也不见得开口。
Because my wife has a completely different background than our fellowships, I've learned over the last few years that what we're seeing is more of a generational phenomena and not a language, not necessarily a language thing.
因为我太太啊和我有完全不同的背景，所以我从我们两个的交通中，我们觉得呢，就是这不是一个语言的问题，而是一个两代哈这个代沟的问题。
Because I mean, all of her family and her siblings, they're all Christians. They all go to denominations, and you see these similar mentality among American churches.
我太太她有很多的这个这些兄弟姊妹，他们也去不同的这种美国的聚会啊，他们也仍然有这种问题啊，这老一代和年轻一代的这种交通沟通的问题。
So, yeah, I think the only thing we can do is to encourage the young people, do our best in that regard.
我们所能做的就是多鼓励这些我们的年轻人。
Yeah.
Brother Joseph, thank you for your sharing today. You mentioned about prayer, and also your parent is a good example for the children, children Christian life. I'm more interesting is about the devotional time, because I have three kids, and one is always have tons of homework. The other plays sports, no time. And the other in the college, when I call them, they say, oh, I'm busy. I don't have time to study the Bible. And how is the time that your parent doing the devotion when you are young, when you are young? And also when they go to the college, how can we encourage them study Bible? The other quick question is that when I visit the campus or the dormitory, I see a lot of the Chinese hanging with the Chinese. Or, and I find, actually when we want sharing the gospel for all of the world, if you only share the hanging with friend with the same culture, or I don't know, because the culture problem or the personality problem or the whole environment impacted you, become this kind of situation.
Yeah. I mean, so to address your question about devotion, when we were very young, our parents used to read the Bible with us and encourage us to memorize scripture. But probably after middle school, we never did like a family devotion or anything like that.
就是在我的经验中，是我比较小的时候，我们父母亲会带着我们一起读经，在家大家在一起，有时间。等到我们上了初中以后呢，这种机会就比较少了。
Yeah, I think they just, I mean, we just ended up doing them or not doing them on our own. I think they, I feel like they were pretty hands off parents, if you want to use that term. I think they really entrusted us to the Lord, and they never forced us to do devotion. They only encouraged us, I almost feel like I read the Bible more with my daughters than maybe my parents with me. But maybe I'm not remembering correctly, but I think they.
我记性中就是好像没有特别的，我的父母亲没有特别来就迫使我要读圣经这样那样啊，他们是好像是比较多的把我们交给神啊，交给主啊，然后呢这个。
I know there are a lot of families that sit around the dinner table or breakfast table and read scripture and pray together, and I mean, I think that's a really good thing, but well, I don't remember in my childhood doing that very much.
我知道有些圣徒家里他们常常早饭或者吃饭的时候大家坐在一起有祷告有读经啊，对我来说没有特别多这样方面的激励。
And so, I think again, it was something that the Lord had to compel me to do. I shared with the young people this morning how, I think it was my sophomore year of college, the Lord really, really pricked my heart regarding devotion and reading His Word.
早晨给这年轻人分享，就是我上大学二年级的时候，才开始神让我能够单独的借着读经来和他亲近。
That was probably the first time in my life for a full semester, I didn't read God's word out of a sense of duty or responsibility. I really had a thirst for His word. I told the kids during that one semester I read through the entire Bible and then the New Testament six times, and this was during the school year.
就是在有一学期啊，神确实给我真正的在心里有渴慕读他的话啊，我从来以前没有这样感觉到啊，但是我那一个学期就读了整本圣经一遍，然后新约读了六遍。
Yeah, and I don't, sadly, I haven't read the Bible like that since. But I think unless the Spirit prompts you, I don't know what you can do as a parent, I mean, what more you can do. I mean, maybe Brother Chu can answer that, but I, yeah.
是除了神让我们鼓励我们能够这样读圣经啊，我们父母亲没有办法啊。
I mean, now thinking back, maybe again it had to do with my parents on their knees praying for me during that period of time. I mean, I have no other explanation. During that period of my life in college, I felt like I had a personal revival.
我回头想，我觉得这肯定是我父母亲在那个阶段为我摆上这个在膝盖上为我摆上很多祷告啊。那是的，否则我那个时期没有不可能有这么大的对神的话的渴慕。
And as far as the cultural thing, I think it's good that your kids are hanging out with other Chinese kids. I felt like for me, I went through a rebellious phase where, I mean, maybe all the way up until I married a Caucasian. Because we grew up in a Chinese church, I didn't want any more Chinese friends. And I don't think that affected me. But you're seeing that in...like among these kids? Or?
Yeah. For example, I went to the Ragas. First of all, I think my kids go to the Ragas will be variety, you know, the culture.
Oh.
But when they do live in the dormitory, his roommate is American. He's a very nice boy. He won't talk to them. But sometimes they hang together. The American will feel isolated.In the beginning, they try to make a friends with you. Later on, they see your whole group together.They will be, you know, form the other group like, you know, just say hello, not very close friends.
Oh, so your kids' closest friends are still Chinese kids?
Yeah. Naturally.
But you don't like that? Or I don't...
No, nothing wrong.
Are they speaking to each other in Chinese or in English?
The Chinese students will in campus speak English.
Oh, yeah.
When they make a friend, they will most likely close with the Chinese instead to, you know.
I see. Well, I mean, if you don't see, I mean, unless you see that as a problem, I don't think that's necessarily wrong or bad. I mean, I mean, my parents probably wish I married a Chinese girl. But...
更希望我能够和这个中国女孩结婚。
But I think that their number one requirement was that she had to be a Christian. After that, it was, you know, it was slight preferences, but yeah. Yes, female. Christian and female, yes.
他们对我的要求啊，娶太太要求是，先是要有是基督徒啊。
Yeah.
Having heard about your story, I just feel like you're probably a very obedient guy to your father and God. Most of the cases, except the rebellious period, I would say that way. Do you agree or not?
I went through a lot of stages of rebellion, like any of these other kids, you know.
My question would be, like, I know you are a researcher who needs a lot of independent thinking.As well as creativity. So, do you find conflicts between these two? And how do you handle these conflicts?
I mean, in my line of work, there are probably more atheists that believe in evolution than any other line of work, probably.
So, 我所这个研究的这个方向呢，大部分人都是不信神的啊。
Not only do they not believe God, they reject the idea of God, and you know, I mean, the basis of what we're studying has to do with Darwinian evolution.
就是我们研究的不仅是无神的，而且他们所用的就是用达尔文的进化论这一套。
I mean, for me, I personally reconcile that I have my ways of reconciling it. I don't know if I mean, maybe later we can go into it. But for me, there isn't an issue as far as my faith is concerned.
对我来说，我有 办法能够把这个能够和我的信仰呢没有让它不产生矛盾。
In fact, the more I study about our human body, about how our cells function, how our immune system orchestrates these responses, the more I'm fascinated by this design that God has put in each and every one of us.
事实上我越研究人体的奇妙，这些免疫系统，这些细胞各方面的功用，就越是相信是只有神能创造。
And so me personally, as far as my faith goes, there isn't a conflict with what I'm studying.
对我来说，我的信仰和我所研究的没有任何的这样的。
And if you want to know about the specifics, we can talk about that later. Because there's a lot that can be discussed.
你要想知道细节，可以我们可以私下里更多的交通。
But I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think my brother and I were angels by any stretch of the imagination. You know, we went.
Do you have two minds, or how do you handle this conflicting ideas or concepts or doctrines?
You mean as far as my work goes?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe we can discuss that separately and yeah, because I think it's very specific to biology and yeah, we can.
关系到这个生物学哈，可以，我们可以私下里和交流。
But as far as your question about rebellion, you know, I think every teenager goes through a phase where they're gonna kick against the goads. They know what's right, but they're gonna kick. And you know, by God's mercy, you know, we see that our kids make it through those stages.
每一个孩子都会有一些反逆的反叛的时候啊，借着神的恩典，我们可以度过。
And sometimes I think, you know, I'm speaking about these things with my daughters not having gone through them yet, but hopefully we can let go and know that God is sovereign. And even if our kids wander away for a little while, you know, that the story of the prodigal son applies and, you know, they wake up one day and come back to the Lord.
我没有经历到，但是呢，我相信，即使我的女儿长大到这个时候，我们也可以借着神的恩典呢，来神会来照顾他们。即使他们偏离，神也有这种浪子的故事和这种，甚至可以把他们再带回来。
And I think I've gone in my own life. I've gone through several phases of the prodigal son. And I'm sure many of us have similar experiences.
我个人经历中也有浪子的这种几层的几个阶段的经历。
Yeah. So maybe we should close and.
那个，刚刚我们弟兄提到这个，他父母亲为他祷告很多哈。其实我们祷告聚会已经为年轻人祷告很多年，参加祷告聚会都知道。那如果弟兄姊妹呢，你对你的孩子真的是很愿意祷告的话。除了你个人祷告，我们很欢迎来教会祷告。啊，你参加祷告聚会都知道，啊，我们持续在为他们祷告。也许有人拿了名单根本就不理就不祷告，但是我们知道有一些弟兄姊妹是很认真的为他们祷告。
嗯，
那我们在祷告一起祷告当中，我们实在也经历很多神的恩典。我个人呢，我不只把我的孩子放在祷告聚会里面，我把我的母亲也放在祷告聚会里面，把我的弟弟妹妹也放在祷告聚会里面。但是我们在这样祷告呢，我们真的经历神很多的恩典。那么这是鼓励大家什么？一起来怎么样？在身体基督的身体里面来支取主的恩典，来把我们所担心的、所害怕的，从主那里能够让主的从主那里支取，让主的真正的在我们当中有工作。那这样的话，就是说我们很多很多很顾虑的东西呢，我们知道是神在，是我们的主在亲自在看顾我们。
Amen。
把我们那些我们一直很忧虑的，我们想要用很多方法来做的，在祷告当中呢，也许神就帮我们用他很奇妙的作为，把我们说一切的顾虑通通放下来了。啊，那我们对主的认识也会有很大的进步。啊，不然的话，我们在侍奉上啊，或者在追求上啊，我们会跟他们越来越远。如果我们不为他们祷告的话，如果我们为他祷告的话，神有办法把他们那个在当中神能够得着的人会一个一个得那个带过来啊。我想这个那个我们参加祷告就知道了，我们很多为什么祷告，过一段时间主做了什么事情， 成就了什么事情啊，我想这个是大家彼此提醒一下。